little something for my godson Elijah and a little girl named Corinne.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Prime Social. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. Live at Prime Social, noon, 10,000 guaranteed. They doubled it up today. Oh, yeah, six times tomorrow, 30,000 guaranteed. Today at noon, tomorrow at 2, you got to be here. Just awesome, awesome, awesome. It's a big birthday weekend. Happy birthday, Prime Social. Yeah. Happy birthday to you.
Who's coming to sing? Have we figured it out?
I did.
No. Who's doing the real one?
Oh, you're trying to get... Who you want? Who do you want to come sing? Kate Upton?
No. Mary Elizabeth Winstead.
That's who you want?
Mm-hmm.
I want my wife to come sing.
To everybody here? No, you don't want to do that.
That'd be a little creepy.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's why I have to pick someone else. If I want it for me, it's my wife.
I ain't scared of nobody here. What are you worried about? America's team with Skip. Screw the Cowboys. Screw Skip because he likes the Cowboys. He likes the Yankees. He's just a front runner. That's all. I'm just sick of it.
Well, isn't he from New York?
Yeah, but he's a front runner. Okay, the Yankees and Cowboys. Whatever.
He's a front runner.
Let me ask you this, Lance. Mm-hmm. I want your comment on this. Benjamin Watson sent the commissioner a tweet, and here it is.
I saw that trash tweet.
Commissioner Goodell, we all realize that football is an imperfect game, played, coached, and officiated by imperfect people. What occurred last Sunday in New Orleans, though, was outside of that, expected and accepted of the norm. Your continued silence on this matter is unbecoming of the position you hold, detrimental to the integrity of the game, and disrespectful and dismissive to football fans everywhere.
That's a long tweet.
From the locker room to Park Avenue, accountability is what makes our league great. Lead by example. We are waiting.
I saw he's all up in his notes.
So
what
is your response representing the commissioner?
Everyone saw what they saw. He didn't need the commissioner to weigh in. The commissioner's there to bolster the league, to make more money on TV deals, and to make sure that you have those contracts to help you retire comfortably. That's what they're going to, check across the board. No, a lot of check marks to me.
He runs the league, and the integrity of the league is in question right now.
Then go talk to your man's Dean Blandino, or go get with one of those guys. Quit bothering the commissioner. He's trying to get things.
What has Dean Blandino said?
Dean Blandino is actually not with the league anymore, I think.
No,
I think
who's running it now?
I don't know. I think he works for just a TV station, right? Like Fox or whatever, Fox Sports. So, I don't know. In all seriousness, that's a weird position for the commissioner to – everyone wants him to say – it's not going to change anything unless the lawmakers of Louisiana, we demand you replay this game. We've got a – petition on petition.com. Beat it with your dumb petitions. But what do they want them to say? Well, they got that wrong. Sorry, Saints fans, you won't go. I think they want an acknowledgement for some reason.
I think you could say that, though.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with the commissioner coming out and saying what I don't think they're going to do. It's not up to the commissioner. It's up to the league to decide if they're going to change pass interference and what can and can't be reviewed. That's not the commissioner's call. That's going to be the competition committee.
Yeah.
So that's not up to him. So he can't say that. Like, he shouldn't come out and say that.
No, but he needs to say, we are going to urge or we are going to at least discuss pass interference calls being replayed. They have to at least discuss it.
He could say that. I don't think he wants to say this is going to change because
it needs to have a discussion.
Yeah, he can say that, or he can say,
well, he hasn't said anything, because he's...
You can say, we want to make sure that we get...
he's the worst commissioner
mistakes.
Ever.
No, this is all slander. He could say, we want to make sure that we get as many calls right, mistakes will happen, and if he ended it like this, in some ways, too bad, so sad.
Ooh.
And then walk off.
Ooh.
And he can say, remember Bounty Gate?
Drop the mic like Jimmy
Buffett. And then say, remember Bounty Gate? And y'all tried to get salty with me when I when I dropped a hammer on Greg Williams, mm-hmm. who was intentionally trying to hurt people, like, okay. I remember it. I kept the receipts on all those ugly tweets that y'all sent, Saints fans. I kept the receipts.
See?
And then he just dropped the mic.
That's
Bang.
Even worse.
I know.
It was an edict from the commissioner's office. Don't make that call.
Wouldn't it be so 2018?
Roger Goodell in the referee's ear saying, don't make
that
call.
NFL commissioner roast Saints fans. An epic troll. That's what it would be on, like, according to BuzzFeed or This Is Sports Not has this. That's what would be 2018 for the commissioner to have an epic troll where he roasts Saints fans with troll of the 2000, and then people would retweet it and saying dead, and they'd show skulls, and then they'd do gifs of people laughing, and then Homer Simpson disappearing into a bush and all that stuff.
Yeah. Cutting the president's throat.
Yeah, I mean that would be very 2019 if the commissioner did that, and then Twitter and. The commissioner roasts Saints fans, and Rams fans are here for it.
And then that guy with the eyes going.
Yeah, the blinking eye guy. Yeah, and Rams fans are here for it. So that's what would be 2019.
So I know one person that won't let it go, my daughter Frankie.
Is she still on this?
So she sends me this story. NFL lawyer who claimed Super Bowl is rigged found dead. And she says, there has to be a bigger conspiracy to this. And I looked at it, and I said, wait a minute, what's the website? Prepareforchange.net. And I said, Frankie.
What is that?
It's just false. It's just a I said, Frankie, you sure it's real? Never heard of that
Prepare
website.
Prepare for Change could also
she
be.
She goes, I'm going to dig deeper. Oh, she went to Snopes. False. Oh, well, she said.
I want it to be true.
Let it go, girl.
I want it to be true.
Let it go, girl. She's the biggest Saints fan ever because she's been there. She watched the game once. Anyway.
She's a bigger fan of LSU, who she doesn't go to the game, or the Saints, where she watched the game.
She doesn't go to Saints games either.
But she's a big fan of both.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's how it works.
Yeah.
If you're an SEC, that's just how it has to be.
That's just how it is. Yeah. No, she's a huge fan. Anyway, so there's all of that. Commissioner, step up, stop being a chicken. All right?
Step up and what? Say, sorry.
No, what you're saying is, hey, we're going to look into this.
Just tweet a GIF out of something. It'll be fine. The commissioner needs an account and just say, this is how we do stuff now.
Are you sure?
I'm going to tweet something.
He doesn't have a burner account? You sure?
He might.
He might?
I would just tweet something out, just a GIF, and then like some kind of just search the word sorry. Hit search and see what GIFs pop up. Find the right one. It might be Wendy Williams drinking a coffee and then saying something and just send. It doesn't matter. That's all you have to do. And then everyone can say they're here for it and somebody else is here for it. And, you know, we don't have to do stuff the regular way anymore.
No.
Just social media.
That's all.
It doesn't matter.
Come on, commission.
That guys say happy birthday to their teammates through social media.
That's right.
Not with their mouth to their ear. Hey, I want to shout out happy birthday to my good friend.
I think you know how I feel about it. You just had a birthday last week. I didn't say a word to you.
I like to
I
keep
really
it on the
know,
low.
Though. I didn't really know.
I know you didn't.
I didn't care.
I like to keep it quiet.
Now, you're a grown man. It's time to stop celebrating.
I know.
You lived another year.
I know.
Right?
I'm not trying to
but
celebrate
tell my wife
birthdays.
I breathe. Okay? I don't need a party.
Big deal. You know what I do want, though?
Well, the one present.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, if it's my birthday, there's certain things. I mean,
I want a dinner with
two couples. We go out with another couple for all of our birthdays when we have them. I want my dinner. And then
after dinner.
And then
dessert.
Yeah.
That's right. And you know what? And then you know what you're going to feel
guess
like?
What? I was out of town on my birthday.
Boy, I wish this was a for him spot right here, Dell. Wouldn't that be perfect? But instead, I know what you're going to be. You're going to be a champion in your house. That's what you're going to be. And you can be a champion, too, in your house. All you have to do is go to 1560energy.com. That's 1560energy.com. And you, my friends, are going to save money. You know what? You save money, you have more dinners, and then you have more desserts, too. If you've got more money, your wife will love you more. In other words, you're going to get more good stuff. All you got to do is go to 1560energy.com. That's 1560energy.com. And you're going to save money. Period. Exclamation point. I don't care if it's a business or your home. 1560energy.com.
And now that it's over, I'll never be sober. I couldn't believe. But now I'm so high. And now that it's over.
Well, hello. To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow. Live from Prime Social, this is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back, live at Prime Social, 7801 Westheimer. It's a birthday. I was singing happy birthday earlier.
Were you really?
So yeah, I was.
That's sweet of you, man. Can I get a recording of that?
Steve Muchabar joining us here on the show. What is your real name?
Yeah, Muchabar, that's it. You got it. We'll just leave it at that.
No, it's Farsheed or something like that.
Just stop before they have to dump your bad word or whatever.
Oh, no. Dell just lets him go. Dell tries to get him fired by letting him talk.
I hear you.
Yeah.
Dell refuses to dump anything John says.
That'll take about an hour and a half.
The only reason I'm here is they pay me.
Okay.
If they stop paying me, I would never show up.
That's why they call him the Teflon John.
Yeah. So Steve is here running the place this morning here at Prime Social. So what – okay, tell us about today and tomorrow's events.
Well, you know, one-year anniversary. 1 year ago today, we opened doors.
When does the cake come out?
I think 3 o'clock, unless you want very Marilyn Monroe-like. Very nice. It's our 1 year. I can't believe it's been a year, and at the same time, it feels like 5 years. But we've come a long way in a year,
We
want to celebrate. And cake, champagne, big tournaments, splash pots, time splash pots all day long.
That's what I'm saying.
We're going to have some good times today.
Yeah,
I promise you it's going to be a fun time today and tomorrow here and here.
Yeah.
It'll be a party.
Yeah. Tomorrow, 30,000 guaranteed.
That's it. Just 30,000.
That's a lot, it seems like.
Yeah, it's a lot. There was a time where that was
the last time we did this, what, we have 100 players?
Yeah, we did a 20,000, and we got 109. So we're hoping to break that record.
Let's go! Oh,
it's going to be up there.
Kill it! Yeah. Destroy it!
You know, I remember just to talk about the growth of it when you guys first opened, and I would come out to play because I didn't. Once March hits, you know, my draft stuff gets actually slower after the combine, so I started coming out a lot in March, and I remember. You know, we'd have to wait until the tournament was over. And when the tournament would break, some cash games would, you know, once you got enough guys, you could start up a cash game.
Yep.
Boy, how times have changed now. I mean,
now I'm waiting for the tournament tables to break to start cash games.
So you can open your cash games up. Like, it's really different now.
Yeah.
In 1 year, all that happened. I wondered how quick. I knew because of just the whole layout, the way this was set up. I mean, everything. It was no question it was going to succeed. And it was a matter of how quickly it would siphon the players from other locations and drain them dry, and that happened in about a year.
Yeah, we've seen that.
Well, name another place. I mean, name a Vegas casino. It's got 3 tables going right now.
Yeah, it's not very many of them.
It's 7 in the morning, 8 not in the morning,
right? Especially with the action, the amount of action and money that's on the tables here.
Yeah,
so.
No, I know. And so if you're looking around, hey, open 24 hours. And when is it going to start 24/7?
It's in the works. You know, we
don't need it yet.
Well, we're always looking, you know, at the dealers and, you know, maybe beef up the staff a little bit. We want to be prepared on the front side before we just kind of just open the doors and present a half, you know, what product. You know, we got to get it together and make sure we got everything planned out. So we don't want to give you guys anything. We always plan everything out, and that's that. You can see the product and the end result here.
No, it's unbelievable. You walk in, I mean. From Wednesday night all the way till Monday morning.
Thursday morning at 11 a.m. all the way till Monday
morning.
At 6 a.m.
It's open 24 hours.
Correct.
So if you're looking for a game and there's plenty of action, get on over here to Prime Social, 7801 Westheimer. When you came here, you came from Vegas.
Yeah.
When you came here, did you have any idea that that Houston could be like this?
I mean, I'd heard that they play some poker here. And obviously that's why they decided to go ahead and go through with this project. I did not expect the overwhelming number of people that are just coming out of all walks of life to come here and play, and also the amount of action. That's the thing that really threw me off. It's, you know, we were playing, you know, 1-3 games or 1-2 games in Vegas, you know, that with a 300 max buy-in. And here, we tried to do a 300 max buy-in, and they laughed us out of town.
Isn't it a minimum of 7 I mean, to get into some of these?
Well,
5-7 or 500 some of
the night. 500 on some of the bigger games. But my point is the max. It's like I cannot believe.
Oh, 300 max, yeah.
Yeah, max, I'm saying. Yeah.
I was saying the minimum buy-in is way higher.
Yeah, and it just that's not how it is in Vegas. I mean, there's one table in all of Las Vegas where they spread a big game like that.
So my next-door neighbor who listens to the show, he said, hey, my wife and I want to go, like, so tell us about Prime. Are we gonna just going to be way out of place? We want to go in and check it out and have a drink. And I said, yeah. No, I said, not at all. You won't be out of place. I said, go sit at the bar if you just want to get – I said, they got a great menu. You can go have something to eat and drink. You can check it all out. So you're not going to – he goes, we'll stick out like a sore thumb. I said, nope. No one's going to notice you. They're gambling.
No, there's
I
plenty
said,
of –
I said, just go to the – just go right to the bar area.
And learn.
And get something to eat.
There's
if you want
pool
to go
tables.
Play.
I mean, it's just you can stay out of the way easily and still hang out and wait until you, you know, decide, hey, this is for me to jump on in.
Listen, I'm telling you, everybody would be a little bit scared. My son started about 7 months ago.
What?
He was the chip leader last.
He started
he
7 months
seven
ago?
7 months ago.
Yeah.
And he was the chip leader last tournament he was in here.
Yeah.
So, he went back to school with a nice little change in his pocket.
There you go. Once you play your first couple of hands, man, that just all goes out the window.
Yeah.
Really. It's just that initial dive into the deep into the pool, and
not.
Then you're like, nah, and then it's over.
Especially tournaments. You know, the cash games, you're constantly learning. And you're more nerve wracking, and then you start saying, "Okay, this guy's. I don't want to play here because this guy's going to come over the top on a re-raise,
yeah.
and this isn't a strong enough hand." It's learning. Every table has its own life.
Well, that's the
on
best part
there.
About this tournament today, like the 10K that we haven't really mentioned yet. You, normally on Fridays with ESPN here, we do a 5,000 guarantee. Today we're doing the 10,000.
Oh, we've mentioned it.
Oh, you have?
Oh, yeah. Right.
Well, I mean, well, yeah. So the $10,000 guarantee here today with Lance and John. That's a good opportunity to really learn.
So we have a $200 bounty now?
Say again?
So we have a $200 bounty
no,
now?
Actually,
still 100? Okay.
No, actually, it's not even a $100 bounty anymore. It's you knock one of you guys out, you get some from Prime Social swag, like a sweatshirt or something. So
right.
We kind of changed that up a little bit to generate some interest. And we got some nice sweaters. So
okay. Yeah. Look at this.
Yeah, there you go.
No,
there you go.
You don't have any more of these. Everybody says, I want one of those.
I think that's the only one. Actually, that might be one of the only ones we ever had.
Yeah.
The first batch, and I got the hat. I got one and a hat.
Everybody says, I want. It looks good. I would want a hat. Well, it won't look as good as you.
I mean, it's probably
okay.
True.
So that's a problem.
It's your shade of orange goes very well with,
me and,
with that
me
shirt.
Me and our president. Okay.
Yeah.
So
yeah, you guys.
Okay.
Yeah.
Me and our president.
but, yeah, what I was saying about the 10K today, you fire one bullet, it's $100. It's a good opportunity to come in here and learn and take a shot.
Right.
I mean, $10,000 a year.
Freeze out or rebuy?
It is a rebuy today.
Okay.
Yeah,
tomorrow freeze
today.
Out?
No, tomorrow's a rebuy.
Tomorrow's
Sundays
rebuy.
Are freeze out.
Well, so, hey, if you got a $30,000 to get to,
you can
rebuy.
You better rebuy.
Add-ons and rebuys. Add-ons and rebuys.
Yeah, the add-on is for $25,000 in chips, so that's
that's a good one.
Yeah,
look
yeah,
at
the
you.
Add-on is
how do you like City
of
Houston?
You know,
family-wise.
You know, well, I mean, like I said, it's been a year. And kind of dedicated our heart and soul to this building.
So you haven't been
home. I'm lucky to go home, catch a little nap, get something to eat with my wife, and come back in here. But well, hopefully this year.
Does Brent still have kids or wife?
He does have a wife.
Here?
And kids. Hopefully, yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Hopefully they're still here.
I see you here more than him.
Yeah, well, because he's in the back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Brent's a numbers
he's
cruncher.
Meeting. He's meeting with Dean.
He's meeting with Dean. Correct.
Okay.
He's a big fan of that, or Dean's a big fan of that, and yeah, he does the general manager stuff. I'm more operations hands on out here on the floor.
Yeah.
And stuff, so.
Time cards.
Yeah.
And by the way, if you deal, come on in because you can always use dealers, right?
I can actually.
Just staying open 24 hours.
We're
a day.
Definitely hiring for some dealers right now. So absolutely come on in and audition for a spot dealing.
Let's go.
It's a good living.
Yeah, it is a good living.
Do you audition?
Yeah, you audition.
What do you do?
You sit at the table and you deal.
What else do you do?
You have to show me that you can do it.
You know what?
What
sometimes, unfortunately, you have to have thick skin, too.
Well, you absolutely
there are
have
some,
to have
there
skin.
Are some, can be some a-holes.
And that's the gaming industry across the board.
Yes.
I mean, you're playing with people's money, and it gets a little emotional.
Yeah. There's some a-holes.
I've gotten upset at a blackjack table when I got beat by, like, 9 straight 21s. Most unbelievable run. But all I would say was, as I got up to leave, like, wow, you are unbelievably good at this. And I just walk off.
Dude, that was
but
a compliment.
But
that was great.
I don't like, it's not dealer.
Here's the worst story. My buddy, real good buddy, who maybe had a couple of cocktails playing blackjack, and he lost a few hands in a row, and he had a bunch of chips, and he just threw them at the dealer, you know, across the table and said, here, take all my bleeping chips, and he walked away, which is maybe the dumbest way to go about
easily.
That. Easily. Because he gave the dealer all his chips.
That's, I mean, you can siphon it out slowly like the rest of us.
Right.
You don't have to do it all at once like that.
You're mad at him, least so you see throw some, more money.
Sure, at least see a card.
Well, yeah, right. No. Yeah. You're so mad you threw all your money at him. Yeah.
Wow.
That's not a way to get mad.
Did he try to go get it back? Or did he just do this?
Give me that. Oh, no. Yeah, the dealer just went, thank you. Thank you for my chips.
The dealer just taking, oh, because technically that's a tip.
That's a tip.
Right. That was a professional dealer right there. Just thank you for the tip and move
on. All right.
On. Yeah.
So, happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
Brent and Dean and everybody here, all the dealers and everybody. It's the best place to come and play, no question about it. Come on. 7801 West Diamond. And again, if you're a beginner today, 10,000, just 120 buy-in and then $100 rebuys.
And if you want to come check it out, just come in and come. If you've never been and you say, I just want to come see these guys. Yep. They'll let you in the door.
Yeah,
come get something to
might
eat. Come say hi to us.
Might buy you something to eat.
Yeah, they might even buy you. Steve might even buy you a lunch here. So burgers,
if
fantastic.
If you say, Steve, buy me something to eat.
And it's your first time here? Yeah. Most likely I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
Most likely.
I heard you on the radio this morning.
Yeah.
You know, I'm ashamed that you're a Florida State fan, but I still want to come here and visit you.
If you come in with Florida State gear, you might get it more than lunch.
I talked to George Whitfield yesterday about Jameis Winston.
Did you see Florida State's Martin Luther King Day salute?
That was heartbreaking.
The way you're saying it makes me not.
Can you tell Steve? Can you give him the entire rundown on what your enemy school Florida State did, Del?
Yeah, you know, Florida State with Willie Taggart, he has that dopey do something slogan of his. So their recruiting arm on Twitter decided, you know what we're going to do? We're going to incorporate Martin Luther King to get to the young people. So what we're going to do.
So what'd they do?
Well, wow. They had a graphic that said do something from their recruiting official account that had Martin Luther King doing the tomahawk chop with the Nike Florida State gloves on. And it simply said, do something.
Breaking through the do something.
Yeah. You've got everything there. Yeah. Cultural appropriation, branding.
Oh, how's that working out?
That is
for
a melting
MLK
pot.
Day.
That
you got everything.
That is
I mean,
so
everything's
awesome.
On that.
I hope you got a reward for that. That is that's hard to do.
That's hard to incorporate all of that.
Incorporation of Martin Luther King Day. That's awesome.
It's hard to miss that many times on one logo.
And then you throw Native Americans in the mix, too. You're just
You've grabbed it all. Everything.
Wow.
Everything.
Congratulations on your birthday. Congratulations on your birthday. So come on out. 7801 Westheimer. Today, tomorrow, huge days here at Prime Social. We appreciate you, Steve.
Thanks, guys.
Mushabar right here on ESPN 97.5.
That's not his name.
In the meantime.
Not even remotely close to his name.
Let's talk. Do you see how much marble there is here?
Yeah.
You could probably, if anything breaks, Steve. Mm-hmm. What we got to do is we got to get Jeff Aronoff in
Prime Social.
What we got to do is get Jeff Aronoff in here at Absolute Marble and Granite. Absolute Marble and Granite. It doesn't get any better than Jeff Aronoff coming fixing your countertops, your bathroom vanities, your floors. Put in entire floors, marble floors. I don't even know that there's another company in the city that deals with this kind of stuff. You know, marble and tile and granite and all this stuff. I'm pretty sure they don't. So if you're looking for that company that is going to do it, probably the only company in Houston, it's Absolute Marble and Granite. 713-880-2822. 713-880-2822. The best in the business. 20% off because you're a 97.5 listener. Let him take care of that big job in your home, that counter, that vanity, that fireplace, that outdoor patio, all of it. At 713-880-2822. You can't find the words to say all the
things that come to you. ESPN 97.5. This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Prime Social. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers.
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Mary's in there. Hi, Mary.
This is Mary's last day.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, she's going back to NYU.
Oh.
I know. Learn something about the interns, Lance. Okay? Keep up with their lives, okay?
Okay.
It's Mary's last day. And she's on. Hi, Mary.
Hi, guys.
Hi, guys. So let me ask you guys this. And, Mary, you're not part of this conversation because you don't use a urinal. So I go to the bathroom here at Prime Social, and it's empty. And let me ask you this. Did you know this policy? So the bathroom's empty, and there's three urinals. They're all guarded by a divider. But the last time I was in there, I went to the bathroom. I took the middle one, and I just went, okay, well, here. I just went and took the middle one.
Nah. Even if there's no one in there, you always go to an edge. That's a bad move because you know what could happen if somebody comes in. You always go to an edge in case someone comes in so that they don't sideswipe you.
Told you.
Because that's what happened, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got sideswiped.
And he had to go into the stall because I took the middle one. He couldn't come. And listen, it's like tic-tac-toe. What do? You take the middle. You always take the middle one, right? As soon as you walk in,
no.
What the hell's the difference?
No, it's not like tic-tac-toe because that's going to ensure someone's right next to you.
But give it a potential buffer.
Okay, but
what may be even more uncomfortable, you take the side one. Those next two are open. What if he takes the middle one?
Now, that's a little...
That's a problem.
You know what I want to do? Raheel's got something for Street Magic that he's working on. He's pitching a show. He's going to go to a showrunner and pitch and do his pitch.
Wait a minute. He's going to do his Street Magic show?
He's got a Street Magic show he was hashing out, yes. He's got a TV.
Now, what? Wait,
I don't think this is going to work.
Okay, hear me out, guys. Just hear me out real quickly.
I've already heard him out.
I haven't heard this.
Yes, well,
nostalgia is in, right? Everyone loves their childhood. Everyone loves when they were a little bit younger, the 90s, the 2000s. Everybody loves it, the early 2000s.
This is a millennial play here.
What was popping? What was the hottest thing in
early 2000s? David Blaine.
Yes, and what else?
Breakdancing.
Kind of. That was more like 80s. Beat Boy stuff.
Okay. What was hot? I mean, it was David Blaine and Street Magic were big.
And the funniest thing, what was the funniest tour going?
You could Kings call of Comedy?
Them, yes.
Yes.
The
okay.
Kings. The
yeah.
actual Kings of Comedy.
Yeah. Somebody, Cedric the Entertainer and Steve Harvey. And then they did the Latino Kings of Comedy.
Yeah.
yeah.
Everything had a branch off.
And then
right?
the Redneck Comedy Tour or whatever.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
So it was all.
Get Her Done?
Get Her Done.
Him and Foxworthy and somebody else went. Yeah, and Ron White.
You know you're a redneck.
Yeah, you might be a redneck. So, yeah. So where are you going with this, Rio?
So here's where I'm going with this. We're gonna do the double play, all right?
Okay.
We take Street Magic, David Blaine pulling a thread out of his stomach for some reason,
levitating, yeah.
And it was really just him on
freezing
one foot.
Freezing himself in a block.
Like, why is he freezing himself in a block? That's not Street Magic. That there's too much going on here, but it worked. Kings of Comedy, Street Magic, Kings of Street Magic. Coming to Netflix.
Ooh,
what do you guys think?
Wow.
Cedric the Entertainer, Steve Harvey, baggy suits.
Who's going to do magic?
Those guys are?
They're going to try, and that's what's going to be funny, is that they won't be able to pull off the tricks. Street
Kings,
Magic.
Kings of Magic.
The Kings
they of, made you laugh. Now they'll make you believe.
The Kings of
Kings
Funny
of
Magic?
Kings of Magic.
Kings of Magic?
Oh, man, I just don't know. I feel like you need to get some fresh faces in.
Yeah. Those guys are kind of older now.
There's some other things that are hot right now that you might be able to play off.
I'm sorry, is Steve Harvey?
Steve Harvey's on
no, you don't miss Steve Harvey. He's everywhere.
Steve Harvey's the number one host right now.
Right, he's on every channel. We don't miss him.
Oh, and then remember my theory? I said when he messed up at Miss Universe, and you were like, that's it, career's over. It was a horrible, and I said, nope, this is where his career starts.
Well, not really. He got kicked off his show this week, last week.
He literally hosts every single show.
Yeah, they're replacing him on...
On the Steve Harvey Show?
On the Steve Harvey Show.
So
what?
It's going to be the Steve Harvey Show?
Out.
Not the radio, the TV?
The TV.
There's 100 different shows he's got, so you got to
No, right. But his
12 o'clock show?
No, I think it's his 3 o'clock show.
He goes from his radio show in the morning, then he would do his TV show, and then he goes.
Some woman is taking.
Name something that you would put in your booty.
Okay.
What?
I got it.
Well, no, not that one.
A finger.
No.
That was.
No, Jenna. I think Jenna Bush is taking his place.
Jenna Bush is doing it.
Yeah, she's gonna take.
Steve Harvey fan. It feels like
No,
it feels like the crossover. It seems like we're going to have to hit a reset on demographics here.
Jenna Bush.
A complete reset on demographics. God, what was I going to say? I can't remember what my pitch was.
Things you put in your booty.
LSU fan.
No, maybe it's not Jenna. LSU fan came and stuck his spike in my booty.
Maybe it wasn't her. It was somebody else was taking a show.
I want Jenna Bush to do it. I'm just telling you now. Watching.
No. It's who won the – she got a big girl. She won Idol.
Rosie.
No.
It's Kelly Clarkson.
Kelly Clarkson.
She's got a good personality.
Kelly Clarkson's taking a spot.
All right, so let me ask y'all a question. So
that was almost charades. Big girl. She won Idol.
Kelly Clarkson.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so
let me ask you this.
Two words.
So do you guys? So you know what's the show that it was the Steve Harvey host the game show? It's been Louis Anderson.
Family Feud.
I will admit that I have on more than one occasion watched Family Feud compilation with Steve Harvey where people give terrible answers and then Steve does this to the camera.
Yeah, his look.
When somebody says an answer, and he goes,
yeah.
Now, hold on, player. Name a cereal that you ate as a kid. Grape Nuts. Raisin Bran. Your mama gave you Raisin Bran. Then he does that deadpan look in there. Somebody will say, Pop-Tarts.
Well.
He walks away and turns back.
Right.
Let me explain how the game works. He gives you Steve Harvey. I can't. That's my guilty pleasure. Watching Steve Harvey videos on. I shouldn't say it's guilty pleasure. I've probably only done it twice. Watching compilation videos of Steve Harvey and his reaction to terrible answers on Family Feud.
Something a burglar would not want to see when he breaks into a house. Rob.
Naked grandma.
Naked, huh?
What is wrong
with you? Right now, he's doing a Steve Harvey face.
I know you're right, okay? Nobody wants to see a naked grandma, but what are the chances of you breaking in the house and running up into your grandmama naked?
Just simple humor.
I'm telling you.
Good, clean, fun.
Go hit that compilation video.
That is good, clean fun for the whole family. 713-780-3776.
I think Netflix is passing on Raheel's show.
That's a pretty good pastime as opposed to other pastimes. So here's the deal. If your other pastimes are not working out for you right now, like you're having issues, okay.
I didn't know where this is going. Now I do.
It's like, what story is this?
I know. What's he?
If you are having any kind of issues in the boudoir.
John 5.
Forhims.com/John5. And I'm hearing other ones on our air. It's like Forhims.com, get it up or something. I don't know. And I'm like, what?
No, do the original one.
What?
Get your five with John. John 5.
John 5. Yeah. I don't know why it's John 5. Are four other Johns? Either
it's guaranteed.
I don't know what. No, guaranteed five. I'm hoping you're guaranteed more. Here's the deal: is what I need you to do is go to forhims.com/John5, and you, my friends, will be able to have that fun that you're looking for. Now, no more embarrassment, no more issues. You're gonna feel great, and you're gonna do it at the best price that you're gonna find. Period. $5 for the first month. That's just, you know what? You're going to give the doctor that you're going to talk to online $5. Everything else free. Absolutely free. That's all it is. $5 that first month at forhims.com/Sean5. Makes it easy. Makes it affordable. Get your ED medication at forhims.com/Sean5.
ESPN. 97.5.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow. Live from Prime Social, this is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hello, Mary. Don't listen during the breaks, Mary.
Yeah, she heard it all.
Mary, okay, what are you doing listening in? That is terrible.
Now we see who the good one is and who the bad one is.
No. She knows who the good people are. She knows all about the good people.
Me?
Let me ask you guys this.
Oh, did I tell you I got some new enemies in the draft world?
Well, new players. West Virginia hates you.
Yeah, too bad y'all are having to suck it, don't you, West Virginia?
Whoa, what?
You got David Seals and going on the first, not going on second, not going third. Will Greer told you on all of them. Y'all wrong again, as always.
What?
I win again.
What about Jennings?
No. He'll go like in the fifth or sixth.
No way.
Yeah.
I'll bet you he goes before the fifth or sixth.
I mean.
He can run. He can catch.
We'll see. A lot of guys can. He didn't really stand out at the Senior Bowl. Corners weren't. None of the corners really stood out, unfortunately. I wasn't happy about that.
Will Greer stood out.
No, he didn't stand out. He's just like I thought he was. Y'all wrong. No more retweeting my stuff with this emoji because now I'll find those emojis. I've kept all those receipts. So when the draft day hits, I'm going to let y'all all know, hey, how'd this work out, guys? Hey, West Virginia fans who I didn't already mute or block.
Yeah, but they're going to say, well, they're wrong, too, and watch him in the pros. Watch how good he is.
You're probably right. That is it.
That's what they'll say.
So here's the newest.
Because it's because of you that they're not drafting him. Because every pro team listens to your draft evaluations.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's me. Like, I had one guy accuse me of costing millions to who's the Notre Dame running back? The big stiff one that
Josh
Philadelphia
Adams?
Has? Yeah. I cost him millions of dollars. And I said, I'm sorry, what, sir? Like some guy, do you feel good about costing? This is the tweet I was greeted with. Hello, sir. Do you feel good about costing a young man named Josh Adams millions of dollars? I'm like, what is this in regards to? I'm like, I'm sorry.
Did I stiff him out
and
of some real estate?
No. And he goes, here is your write-up on him, and you cost him millions of dollars. I said, you recognize that I'm one guy, and 32 teams have scouting departments, general managers, regional scouts, area scouts, and national scouts, not to mention college directors of scouting and position coaches and offensive coordinators and head coaches. I said, do you mean to believe that every one of those, let's say it's five people per team times 52, so 160 people all scurried to my scouter report and said,
teams.
You know what? Yeah, 32
five.
Times
yeah,
5, yeah.
Right.
And they all went there and said.
Five? There's more than that with head coaches, assistant coaches.
Well, some don't have the same amount of power, say-so or whatever. But this is a round number. All 150 said, did you see what the guy from NFL.com said? Who is that guy? I don't know him. But if he said this, that the guy's a little stiff or whatever. So I explained that to him and like, yeah, but I need you to, and then he went to this one. This is my favorite. I just need you to explain to me. I need you to educate me on where you came from. I said, no, you don't want me to educate you. You want me to keep tweeting so you can keep arguing. You don't want to listen. I just want to understand where you. That's my favorite thing that people say on Twitter. I need you to help me understand. No, you don't.
Mm-mm.
You don't want to understand anything. You don't want to listen. You just want to be a serial arguer. And I said, if Josh can play, he'll play in the league. I said, I hope he makes lots of money and does great. I don't care if I'm right or wrong about Josh Adams. I've written 2,500 of these. I'm going to have plenty of misses. I didn't cost anyone millions of dollars. Well, then, here's this one. This one popped up yesterday. And it's Lockett. What's his name?
Tyler?
Yeah, Tyler Lockett. Tyler Lockett had, you'll like this one. Now, Tyler's not as, I wouldn't say he's as upset. There have been some people who, Matt Juden said, I called him trash, which I literally pulled up his entire thing. He said, show me where I called you trash on this, sir. He goes, well, it's not that, because it's like, I said he'd be drafting about the fifth round. He got drafted in the fifth round. It's actually this is even better. On Lockett. And Holly brought this to my attention. She goes, did you write this? Tyler Lockett said, you can't listen to people's opinions when it comes to you. This is what they said about me and my draft process, about my weaknesses. But they never knew I could turn my weaknesses into strengths. Well, actually, I thought you could potentially work on weaknesses. God is my motivation. Therefore, I won't let y'all tell me what I can't do anymore. Here's his weaknesses. My strengths are about 140 words. My weaknesses are about 40. I love Tyler Lockett. This is what I have for weaknesses. Very slightly built. That was true. Struggles with physical corners and can be redirected in his routes. Press coverage could be an issue for him on the next level. Scouts are concerned that he is too slightly built to be a full-time NFL kick returner. Likely relegated to slot only in NFL. Hands inconsistent. Traffic top end speed in question. Got caught from behind more than once. Draft projection, third round. He got drafted in the third round. And then I say highly competitive with a history of production at Kansas State, utilizes great routes and suddenness out of his breaks to get consistent separation. Lockett is a film rat who can come in and compete for a slot, a job, and a kick return duty sooner rather than later. I 100% just nailed him. So he said that. Okay. I think I was right on that. I think I was accurate on what I said. This is where it gets funny. You know who came in after that? He says, Mike Davis, running back from, unless he deleted it. Oh, please don't delete it, Mike. Please keep your same energy. Because Mike Davis said, yeah, that's the same dude who said this about me. Hold on, I'll pull it up. Mike, this is one that he probably needs to delete this tweet, or he should have thought twice before he tweeted this one. Because Holly said, did you do this, sir? She brought this to my attention. And Mike Davis basically said, yeah, this is the same guy that said this about me. These people don't know anything. This is what I said about Mike Davis. I want you to know that Mike Davis has 800 career rushing yards. Mike Davis does. He was drafted like 3 years ago. He has 800 career rushing yards. And like 130.
Did you hear Mary?
Stop yelling at me, Mary.
Mary just yelled at us.
This is what I said about Mike Davis. Rhythm runner who does his best when he's getting plenty of work. Davis was surprising ability to turn on the Jets and get on top on secondary quickly. His north-south mentality is a fit for the pros. With an ability to play on third down as well, the only thing holding Davis back is conditioning. Davis won't make too many defenders miss, so he can't afford to lose the corner speed he showed in 2013. Davis can be a very capable NFL backup with potential to become a starter. It's not bad. He's a lifetime backup with 800 career rushing yards.
Right.
Yeah, he started nine games in his career.
Yeah.
4 year career.
Two this year.
Yeah. But he's been.
But he had 514 yards this year.
Yeah. He's been a
500 of his 800. His first 3 years, he had 350.
Yeah, he's a capable backup. Yeah. Let me see what I said. Be a very capable NFL backup. Potential to become a starter. Oh, I'm sorry, Mike.
You see? Trash. You just called him trash.
I'm sorry, Mike. No. My you comp was trash. Alfred Morris. Was a very friendly comp. I'm sorry, Mike. Where did I miss?
Oh, Mary said break again.
Where did I miss?
Oh, my God. It's 9 o'clock. Break. Lance, break.
What?
It's 9 o'clock. It's time for you to talk about Prime Social. What the hell?
Good. I'm telling you about Prime Social. I'm watching right now. We only have two tables going right now.
No, there's another one over there, three.
Oh, we have three tables. That's going to change drastically here in about an hour to an hour and a half. And, of course, we're going to get started with our tournament coming up at 12. Today's tournament is a $10,000 guarantee.
What?
It's usually $5,000. Today's $10,000. Tomorrow, it's going to be $30,000 guarantee. Yeah, it's the one-year birthday for Prime Social. They've got champagne and cake that they're going to be doing around 3 o'clock, so you can come in for part of that. Steve's like, if y'all have never been here, you come in, if you ask real nice, I might get you something, you know, a little appetizer, maybe a little something to eat. We want you guys to see it. We always brag about how beautiful it is. I haven't heard one person say, yeah, I was a little let down by it, because you won't be. There is a ton of TVs that surround the place. You can watch. Today we're watching Alyssa Milano. Okay, that's fine. There's some scenes that have been pretty good, if I'm being honest about it. But usually you can watch your sporting events here while you're playing your poker. They've got a great menu for you to take advantage of as well for lunch or dinner. Drinks, cocktails, beers, whatever you want right there at the table. They let you enjoy them at the table. And some of the best poker you're going to find, whether it's cash games or daily tournaments. And tomorrow, today $10,000 guaranteed, tomorrow $30,000 guarantee. Come in and shoot your shot tomorrow with a chance to win some big money today or tomorrow at Prime Social. Go to PrimeSocialTX.com or just come on in, 7801 Westheimer, and come see us today. John and I both have bounties on our head. It's Prime Social.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.